Two dead after cargo plane skids off Hong Kong runway into sea. Israel says it will return to ceasefire after Gaza strikes. Stolen treasures, a crown dropped as thieves fled, and serious questions for Louvre security. Jufrey thought she might die a sex slave at the hands of Epstein and his circle. Memoir reveals Tel Aviv derby called off by police after violent riots. Artillery shrapnel hits vehicles on California highway during Marines celebration. India sparkles as millions celebrate Diwali festival. China's economic growth slows as trade tensions with U.S. flare up. Taliban and Pakistan agree to ceasefire after days of deadly clashes. Ex-Kenyan leader Raila Odinga buried after days of memorial events. Millions turned out for anti-Trump No Kings protests across U.S. Wrongfully imprisoned for more than 40 years, U.S. man now faces deportation to India. Trump ends aid to Colombia and calls country's leader a drug leader. Father finally home, says daughter of dead hostage returned to Israel. Questions surround U.S. singer D4VD weeks after teen's body found in his Tesla. Spanish town bans black cat adoptions during Halloween. Afghanistan pulls out of cricket series after it says Pakistan airstrike killed local players. Zelensky fails to secure Tomahawk missiles at talks with Trump. 11 killed after Israel hits bus in Gaza. Hamas-run civil defense says we are orphans. Kenyans bid farewell to ex-PM Odinga in his political heartland. Chinese Nobel laureate and physicist Chen Ningyang dies aged 103. New blood test may speed up diagnosis of 50 cancer types, study says. Can Putin's flying Kremlin travel through EU airspace to Budapest? Skeletons found in mass grave are ancient Roman soldiers, study finds. Smuggler jailed for 40 years after shipping ballistic missile parts from Iran. Have a great life. Trump orders prison release of disgraced ex-lawmaker Santos. Mystery heat wave warms Pacific Ocean to new record. These Confederate statues caused nationwide protests. Melted down, they're now art pieces. China will soon have a new 5-year plan. Here's how they have changed the world so far. After No Kings protests, where does democratic opposition go next? Protests and food poisonings test Indonesian president's first year in office. Is this island the new Bali? Some think so, but not everyone's impressed. Why John Bolton's case is more serious than those against other Trump critics? I'm 89 and I saw my homeland rebuilt before, but now I don't believe Gaza has a future. Why I fell in love with a book called I Want to Die, But I Want to Eat, Teok Baki. Grand Theft Auto made him a legend. His latest game was a disaster. How an old suitcase revealed a hidden family fortune lost under Nazi rule. Ritual, wrestling and Reddit, Grand Sumo meets internet fandom in London. It's scary to think I could have died. Americans coming back from fentanyl addiction. Buying more, wearing less. Why India's Diwali gold rush is different. We have to prioritize South Africans. Anti-migrant movement blocks foreigners from healthcare. Putin-Trump call a curveball for Zelensky ahead of White House meeting. 5 takeaways from NYC mayoral debate as Mamdani and Cuomo clash. Watch. Aerials show thousands attending No Kings protests across the U.S. Watch. Brits row from Peru to Australia in tiny boat. We're turning the tide on Gaza's starvation crisis, UN aid chief. It's a joyous moment. Brother of Prince Andrew accuser, Trump vows to keep massive tariffs on India until Russian oil imports cease. Australia's Albanese to discuss rare earths. Security in first Trump summit. Gold prices steady after cooling. U.S.-China trade jitters spark deep losses. Oil prices slip on concerns over U.S.-China trade tensions. Besant, Chinese vice premier, to meet to try to defuse U.S. tariff hike. Sinopec diverts supertanker from U.S. sanctioned port, ship tracking data shows.